哈利路亚，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to my brothers and sisters.
那我们今天晚上先来看一节圣经，看约翰福音十九章。
This evening, let us turn to a Bible verse first. Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章第五节。
Book of John, chapter 19, verse 5.
耶稣出来。
Here Jesus came out.
你可以想象哈，一个很大的一个广场。
You can imagine a very large, a very large field.
当时犹大省的巡抚在主持这个会。
And it was Pilate, who was holding this meeting.
你可以想象，好像美国那个总统就职典礼的那个大会。
And you can imagine it is as if.The ceremony of the President of the United States.
有很多节目。
There are many events.
那最后要介绍新总统。
And last and of all, they are to introduce the new president.
好，新总统出来了。
And now the new president has stepped out.
你们可能看过好几遍了哈。
You might have seen this many times already.
这时候第五节，耶稣出来。
At this time in verse 5, Jesus came out.
介绍人怎么说呢
？How did the introducer introduce him？
比拉多对他们说
，Pilate said to them，
就是当时在下面很多人。
So at that time there was a large crowd of people there。
全国最高贵的人几乎都聚集在那个地方。
The most noble people of the society were gathered there。
主持人是比拉多。
And the person hosting the meeting was Pilate。
他讲出了一句很有名的，也很多人写过。用这个写过书的这一句话。
And here he made a famous statement where many men have written books according to this statement.
说你们看这个人。
Here he said, "Here is the man."
哎，其实他是用很强烈的语气来讲出来的。
And in fact, he said he made the statement in a very strong tone.
他是用命令式的那种方式讲的。
And in fact, he said it in a command form.
哎。就好像在介绍，你们看这个人。
It's as if he's introducing. Look, here is the man.
好了，耶稣出来了。
And now that Jesus has come out.
那不是掌声。
It was not applauses that he received.
而是祭司长和差役看见他，就喊着说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
”But rather, when the chief priests and the officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify, crucify him!"
你看，耶稣出来。
And now Jesus has come out.
他带着荆棘的冠冕。
And he's wearing the crown of thorns.
这个是人间再也没有比这个更荒谬的事情了。
And we can say there's nothing more ridiculous than this.
冠冕是高贵的，是得胜的。
We know a crown signifies victory, something that's noble.
但是是用荆棘做的。
But this crown is made of thorns.
这两个东西怎么会放在一起
？So how can the two things be put together?
他穿着紫色袍。
He's wearing a robe, a purple robe.
是王的颜色。
This is the color signifying the kingship, the robe of the king.
但是如果我们看前后，你就晓得这个是应该染的血迹斑斑的紫色袍。
But if you read the text, you may think that this robe is actually stained with blood.
在这之前，我们看耶稣是被鞭打的。
And before this, we saw that Jesus was beaten.
用手掌打。
And he was slapped.
好，介绍出这样的一个人。
This is how he introduced this kind of man.
这是一台戏。
And this was a drama.
你可以想象。
You can imagine this.
是不是有一个画家能够把这一幅画画出耶稣的表情来呢
？Is there an artist who can draw out the facial expression on Lord Jesus' face?
你想想，在这个时候，如果你来演耶稣的话，你怎么演？你的脸是怎么样的
？And can you imagine if you were to play the role of Jesus at this very moment? How what kind of facial expression would you have?
这样的场景，这样的场面。
This kind of scenario, this kind of scenery.
那这样的表情。
And this kind of expression.
你怎么把它画出来呢
？How can you ever describe it or draw it out?
其实我们从圣经来看。
But in fact, when you look at the Bible.
每一个时代。
In every different generation.
每一个相信神的人。
For everyone who believe in God.
他们一个一个都在演一出戏。
Each and every one of them are putting out a drama.
每个人所演的戏码不一样。
And this performance that they put forth are different.
你把任何一个人拿出来，就是一台戏。
If you take that single person out, then they themselves is a drama.
但是这个戏不是人间的戏哦。
But this play or drama is, does not belong to this world.
我们来看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9.
哥林多前书四章九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9.
我想。
For it seems to me.
保罗有个自觉。
So here Paul had a realization.
其实是断句了，我想。
So、
他想什么呢
？So what did he think about？
后面是一个复句啊，附属的句子。
And there's a sentence that follows it。
这是他的自觉。
So this is a self-realization。
也是他的认为。
And this is what he thought。
并且也是他整个的人生。
And this was his entire life。
应该说是他人生的后半生了、
啊。We can say this was the latter part of his life。
他说：“神把我们使徒明明列在幕后。”
So for it seems to me that God has put us apostles on display。
所以他是幕后的。
So he was at the end。
接下来呢
？Following this，
好像定死罪的囚犯。
And like man condemned to die。
他是一个囚犯，并且是定死罪的。
And he was not only a criminal, but someone who was condemned to die.
为什么呢
？Why was that？
因为我们成了一台戏。
Because we have been made a spectacle.
这个戏你不要把它联想到人间的戏剧那个戏啊，不一样的。
Or this play or drama don't relate it to the dramas in this world.
这个就是那个戏园的那个戏，古代的那个竞技场的那种戏啊，进去很少人出来的。
And the spectacle we know this is something that happened in an arena that most people who go in don't make it out.
那这台戏呢？
What about this spectacle?
它的观众是两个层面的。
And there are two aspects to the audience.
世上的戏是人看。
You know, dramas in this world are watched by men in this world.
但是这一出戏不只是人看，并且天使也看。
But this drama is not only watched by men, but also by the angels.
这个世界的人在看。
The men in this world are watching.
属灵的灵界的天使也在看。
Angels belonging to the spiritual realm are also watching.
所以这样的戏不是人间的戏啊。
So this drama does not belong to this world.
人间莎士比亚的戏，天使来看吗？
And will angels watch dramas or plays made by Shakespeare?
应该是不需要吧。
And I believe that is not necessary.
我常想人间的戏啦、艺术啦，如果到天国还需要的话，我要求主耶稣怜悯我，去另外一个不需要这种艺术的，因为我艺术细胞不好。
And other than that, if we still need to watch dramas or any kind of performances in heaven, then Lord have mercy on us.
对，在这里我们看到。保罗他说他成了一台戏。
But here Paul has said that we have become a spectacle.
他为什么讲这个呢
？Why did he say this？
如果我们从第一章看，就晓得在当时教会里面纷争结党。
But if we start to read from chapter one, we know that there were many divisions within the church.
所以他一章到第四章是在专门讲这个事情。
So from chapter one to four, he addressed this issue.
他说教哥林多教会是一个非常有知识、有恩赐的。一个教会。
And he said the church of Corinth was a church full of wisdom, full of knowledge.
但是因为他们太有知识了，太有智慧，太有属灵的恩赐了。
But they were too wise, or too knowledgeable, or too full of the spiritual blessings.
所以保罗说你们中间有纷争。
And that is why Paul said there are divisions amongst you.
他们分党。
And they are divided into groups.
有的说他是属基督的。
Some say they belong to Christ.
有的说他是属基法就是彼得的。
Some say I follow Cephas, which is Peter.
有的是亚波罗。
Some are Apollos.
有的是保罗。
And some say Paul.
但是讲到最后，保罗在当中也跟他们劝勉了很多的话。
But until the very end, Paul also made many encouragement to them.
最后到第四章呢
？Until chapter four.
保罗讲。不要看这个或是看那个。
And Paul encouragement not to look at this or look at that.
到最后，第五节哈。
Until the very end in verse five.
神会来审判的。
It is God who will judge.
那每个人都是从神那里得到称赞。
And all of us have received this praise from God.
好了，那第六节之后呢
？And what happens after verse six?
保罗就告诉他们了。
Then Paul here tells them.
其实这些使徒也只是。世界上的污秽。
And in fact, that the apostles are merely, they're.
第十三节哈。
And in verse 13.
就世界上的污秽。
They have become the scum of the earth.
是万物中的渣滓。
And the refuse of the world.
也就是说，你们把垃圾当成宝贝啊。
And that is, you have treated these filth as precious.
而来纷争吗？
And do you have divisions because of that?
所以保罗讲了。
So here Paul said.
其实他是在演一出戏。
And in fact, we're all putting forth a play.
这个是被定了的。
And this is something that has been set.
所以整个圣经，你看，在服侍神的人。
So if you read throughout the entire Bible, for all of those who worship or serve
God. 神的仆人。
And the servants of God.
我们知道谁是神的仆人。
We know who are the servants of God.
我们每个人都是。
And for we all are the servants.
都每个人都会演出他该演的戏嘛。
And each one of us will put forth the play that we ought to play.
让我想起那个耶利米哦。
And this reminds me of Jeremiah.
耶利米他很小的时候
When Jeremiah was still very young,
神就跟他说了
Here God said to him,
在耶利米书第一章
In book of Jeremiah chapter 1,
他说你不要以为你小哦
And don't think you're still young.
第五节
Verse 5,
神说了你为、哦、我为将你造在腹中我已经晓得你了
Here, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
你未出母胎，我已经分别，分别你为圣了。
And before you were born, I set you apart.
你不要说我是年幼的了。
And do not say I am only a child.
好了，他被神鼓励啊。
And now he has been encouraged by God.
他就出来了。
So he came out.
所以神来跟他讲呢。
And God said to him.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
你要束起腰。
And you must gird your garment.
你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
如果你怕的话，我会让你更怕。
If you fear, then I shall cause you more fear.
耶利米是真的一个人出来。
And in fact, Jeremiah came out himself.
如果你看耶利米书，他一幕一幕的戏都是，最后我们好像在演死亡的戏一样。
And if you read every chapter of Jeremiah, you may see that as each chapter unfolds, it's as if he's playing a play of death.
但到最后他快要演不下去了。
But until the very end, when he could no longer bear it anymore.
我们来看一下。耶利米书第二十章。
Let's read Jeremiah chapter 20.
在这当中，他一直为百姓祷告。
And throughout the midst, he continued to pray for the people.
就是，其实神跟他说：“你不要祷告了。”
And even though God said to him, "Pray no more."
在不能够，人家说不可为而为啊，就是说在没有希望当中，他一直有希望。
But this is what the people say when there is no hope, he still had hope.
但是到最后。
Until the very end,
他跟神怎么说？
This is what he said to God.
二十章第七节。
Chapter 20, verse 7.
他说：“主啊。”
He said, "O Lord."
他没有办法向神大声呼喊了。
He was without hope, rather than to shout out to God.
你曾劝导我。
And you deceived me.
我本来认为说我还小啊，不行啊。
And before I thought I was only a child, I was unable.
你把我拉出来。
And you had told me to come out.
那我也听了你的劝导了。
And I also listened to your persuasion.
因为你比我有能力啊，有力量。
For you overpowered me.
并且你胜了我。
And you have prevailed over me.
但是现在呢？
What about now?
我终日成为笑话，人人都戏弄我。
I'm a ridicule all day long. Everyone mocks me.
我每逢讲论的时候。
Whenever I speak.
我每逢讲你道理的时候
whenever I speak of your words,
我当你的传声筒的时候
and whenever I speak and pass on your message,
就发出了哀声
I cry out,
我喊叫说
I proclaiming,
有强暴和毁灭
proclaiming violence and destruction,
因为神的话终日成了我的凌辱讥刺
for the word of the Lord have brought me insult and reproach
接下来你会看到他内心的挣扎
then following this you see the inner struggle
不讲不行
It was inevitable for him to speak out.
他说：“我如果不再提到神了。”
But he said, "If I say, I will not mention him."
不再奉他的名讲论。
Or speak anymore in his name.
我心里好像有火烧着一样了。
His words is in my heart like a fire.
对，然后闭塞在我的骨中了。
And fire shut up in my bones.
那我就不自禁的又要讲了。
And I'm wary of holding it in.
但是一讲
，But when I speak of it,
我就听见周围人又在。毁谤了
and I hear of the slanderings around me.
所以好像他演不下去了
It's as if he could no longer continue this play.
所以在历史上神的仆人常常有一个共同点
Therefore in the history there's a commonality to all the servants of God.
从摩西
Starting from Moses
从约伯
Then Job
约拿
and Jonah,
以利亚
or Elijah,
甚至耶利米
or Jeremiah,
他们都不想活了。
They wanted to live no more.
但他们不是要自杀哦。
But we're not saying they wanted to commit suicide.
他们在神面前宣告。
It is rather they made a proclamation in front of God.
所以十四节。
So in verse 14,
他愿我的生日受咒诅。
Cursed be the day I was born.
你念到这个，你就会一定会想到约伯的吧
？So when you read of this verse, it will remind you of Job.
他们都是同样的。
This is the same.
但是神有没有骂过他们
？But did God ever rebuke them?
没有。
We say no.
他们不是向人讲。
For they did not say this to men.
他是向神啊。
Rather they cried out to God.、
所以常常我们在约利米书这一章，就是说约利米的自白啊，向神的自白。
So when we read of this chapter in Jeremiah, we may also often say this is a confession of Jeremiah to God.
经过自白之后
after his confession,
他会更坚强
he will become stronger.
像以利亚一样
just as Elijah,
经过求死之后
after he pleaded of death,
他会更坚强
and he regained strength.
每一个像摩西也一样
and just like Moses,
所以他们在演神给他们的一出戏
So they're playing this drama that God has given them.
所以我们知道，我们每个人，我们来到这个世界。
So likewise, we know that for each one of us who come into this world,
我们以为很自然，或是很平常。
And we may think it is only natural or so natural that we come.
其实我们自己再想想，仔细想想，这是不是那么寻常的事情
？But if we think to ourselves a little bit deeper, we may know that it is not so ordinary.
那个在德国海德堡哈有大学前面有一个广场。
Yeah, we know in Germany in Heidelberg, there's a square before a university.
那因为有很多的观光客。
And before, because there are many tourists there.
所以旁边有好多的那个垃圾桶。
And so there are many trash bins.
那有一个以前我在读书的时候，有一个应该说是无家可归的一个人啊，他都骑脚踏车，天天去那边那个看垃圾桶。
Before when I was still in school, I can say there was a homeless man or homeless person who would always ride his bike to check out each bin.
因为观光客很多。
Because there are many tourists.
所以他们如果夏天，他们都会喝。那个饮料，啊，喝完饮料，瓶子就丢到垃圾桶里面去。
So we know during the summertime, all the tourists would drink of beverages, and they would toss away the cans with into the bins.
那当地人有时候出来遛狗，那个早上起来遛狗完之后，狗的东西也放在里面。
So many of the locals who come out to walk their dog early in the morning, they will also toss, the feces in the bins.
因为那个瓶子是可以回收的。
Because we know cans are recycled, can be recycled.
一个瓶子差不多30-40 cents了哈。
So a can is about 30 to 40 cents in U.S. dollars.
你跟他买饮料的时候就加在钱在里面了。
And we know the cans, those fees are added in when you purchase the beverage.
那观光客有的不知道，因为写德文，那再来也没有时间再拿去店换啊，就丢了。
And because of the many of the tourists cannot reach German or understand this, so they toss away the bins.
那我常在想
So I often think to myself.
那个无家可归的人，他捡绝对不会捡狗屎啊。
And for the homeless who pick out the cans, they will never pick out the feces.
他至少把它擦一擦。
They might wipe their cans.
他一天那个收瓶收很多。
And so each and every day they are able to collect many cans.
那我在想
So I think to myself.
我们的神会比这个无家可归说捡垃圾桶的这个无家可归的人更笨吗
？And can our God be even more foolish than this homeless man who picked cans out of trash bins？
我们是从万民中把我们选出来的。
For he had chosen and selected us out of the multitudes。
难道神选没有用的东西到他的家来吗
？Could God have picked something or selected something that is useful into his house？
至少会选一个能够回收的瓶子吧。
At least he could have chosen something that's recyclable.
没有捡到珍珠宝贝，至少会捡个有用的瓶子。
Perhaps if he did not choose a pearl or a precious gem, he could have chosen a useful can.
所以我们被选来了。
So now we have been chosen.
当你认为你没有用的时候，其实你是对神很大的侮辱啊！你说你这个神哦，乱选，选到一个没有用的，几乎捡到狗屎了。
When you think that yourself you are useless, then you bring insult, a great insult to God, for you're telling God that you have picked a useless being.
所以我们是被安排进入这一出戏里面。
Therefore, we have been arranged, we're predestined to enter into this play.
所以，既然你被安排进来了
，So since you have been chosen into this play，
这里有一个空间哦。
Now there is a space or position for you。
这个是人很难去突破的。
And this is something very hard for men to break through。
就像箴言二十一章说，王国王的心在神的手中，好像龙沟的水，啊，随意流转。
And just as Proverbs chapter 21 says that the heart of king is likened the water in the pot of God。
哎。保罗也曾经讲过了。
And Paul also said this.
神从一本造出万族的人来。
And God has chosen, God has created many nations from one.
那预先定准他们的年限跟所住的疆界。
And He has set their boundaries and time beforehand.
所以这就形成了两个方向：到底人是自由的呢，还是被预定的
？So here creates two different options. Directions as whether men are predestined, or they have free will.
有史以来一直在争吵嘛。
Ever since the ancient, this has been in debate.
其实两个都有啊。
But in fact, they both exist.
我们用真言来讲。
If you speak from the truth,
神给你的一个路。
And God has given.
好像龙沟，一条河了哈。
And the path that God has given you is like a stream of river.
那水呢？你可以靠这边，也可以靠那边。如果长江的话，那就很那个，它的幅度就很大了。
And if it is a river, the water can either draw close to the left or the right.
人活到以中国人来讲的话，百岁就差不多了嘛。
And speaking for Chinese, it is enough if we can live to 100.
是百年之后就是好。如果以中国人来讲，活到一百岁之后，也可能这可能性不太大，不然讲这种话就很难讲下去了。
And we know it is very unlikely to live past 100.
那这是有一就是有定啊，你不可能活到一千岁。
And this is something or age is something that is set by God, for it's impossible for us to live until 1000.
虽然常常有说哇，人可以活多少多少，但是事实上没有。到今天现在活着最长命的是一百十几岁而已。
Even though often as men we say, even though often as men we can say we can live until this long, but the fact is the longest living person in this world is only about 110 something.
你已经住在地球了。
Because you do live in this earth.
当然有人已经预定要去月球住了，但是这个不晓得什么时候会实现。
But there are some people who already set their mind to live in other planets, but we don't know when that will come true.
你有自由。
You have this free will.
你有选择。
You have the free choice.
就像伊甸园里面。
Just as in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园里面有没有自由
？What's the freedom within the Garden of Eden?
看你用什么角度来看。
And it depends on what perspective you look.
你有很大的自由。
You had great freedom.
所有树上的果子你都可以吃。
And you could eat from all of the fruits from the trees.
你用另外方向，你不自由啊！你被现实的这一颗你绝对不能吃。你天天看这个的话，那你就心里就苦死了。
But if you look from the different,
不能吃，不能吃。
If you look from a different perspective, you may say that you are restrained, that you cannot eat from the fruits of this tree, and you may tell yourself, I can't eat from this tree.
我们被选来了。
And now we have been chosen.
进到神的国度里。
We've entered into His kingdom.
对。让我们来演这出戏。
And let us give out this play.
对。所以在我们的神选我们进来，一定有给我们有功课的。
So we must believe that there is a homework or lesson for us to learn now that we've been chosen.
每个人一定有。
And there is a lesson for each one of us.
我们来看罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章，这是实践的开始。
And Romans chapter
12. 在这之前都是讲理论。
And Romans chapter 12 is a beginning of fulfillment.
或是说在这之前都是讲恩典白白得来。
We can say everything prior to this is speaking of how we gain the salvation freely or this grace freely.
因信称义。
And justification by faith.
借着相信。
through your belief,
接受洗礼
through baptism,
得到圣灵
you have gained, received the Holy Spirit,
在圣灵里面结出果子
and you bear fruits within the Holy Spirit,
这都是免费的
all these are freely given,
也就是你得到的
and all these are gained or received by you,
但是赦章之后就不是这个样子了
but it is not the case after chapter 12,
你得到之后现在要奉献
And now that you have received this grace, you must make a sacrifice.
你奉献不是以精神奉献而已哦。
You do not only sacrifice or offer your mind or your will.
而是把你的身体、你的 body 献上。
But rather, it is to offer your body.
那在这里我们可以看得到的。
So from here, we can see.
每个人都有该他做的事情。
So for each one of us, there is something we ought to do.
那一个很重要的在这里告诉我们，就是要看得合乎中道。
But what is more important, most important here, that we must see it fit.
那个第三节
And it's in verse 3.
我凭着所赐给我的恩，你们个人不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Verse 3, for the by the grace I given, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you are, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
因为接下来保罗用一个比喻来讲咯。
Following this, Paul had given an example.
好像我们一个身体啊。
Just as a body.
我们进来，神把我们选来，就进到这个身体里面。
And after we have been chosen by God, we have entered into this body.
每一个都很重要。
Each one of us is very important.
你少了一个就不对了，这个身体就不全了。
By lacking any part of the body, this body would not be complete.
那一个肢体太大也不行啊。
It is also not appropriate for the body to be too big.
有人说哇，这个他的耳朵很大，很有福气。
Some people may say you have a big ear, you are blessed.
好了，他就一直练耳朵，练到好像大象耳朵。
Or they will continue to grow or train their ear until their ear is as big as an elephant.
一个人有大象耳朵，有福气啊。
Can you say this man is blessed having an ear the size of an elephant?
大家会想说这怪物哦。
You may think he is a freak.
所以这边告诉我们看得合乎中道，就是你该做什么就做什么。
So here tells us in accordance with the measure that means we need to do what we need to do.
但是接下来我们看到接下来有七样的恩赐。
But following this, we may see seven different gifts.
这是每个人都可以得到的。
And this is something that each one of us may obtain.
也是一直在长进的。
This is also something that continues to grow.
说预言。
Speaking prophecies,
做执事
being a deacon,
做教导
being a counselor,
做劝化
being an encourager,
施舍的
and contribute to the needs,
治理的
and being generous,
怜悯人的
and those who are leaders,
这些都是恩赐哦。
All these are gifts.
其实每个人都可以做到这些的。
And the fact is, all of us may achieve this.
至少你做一个。
At least you may achieve at least one.
你看到弟兄姊妹了，他很辛苦，你说：“哎呦，辛苦哦！”你有怜悯的心，那就有这是恩赐啊。
And when you see a brother sister, they are doing hard work. You just simply say to them, "Well done," and that is having mercy.
对，这是我们被选来的，被选召进来的这个目的啊。
And that is the purpose why we have been chosen.
一代一代在过。
As a generation pass.
时间很重要。
And time is very important.
我们来看一下。撒加利亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Zechariah.
撒加利亚书第一章。
Book of Zechariah, chapter
1. 这个时候是被掳归回的时代。
This is the time they were to return from their captivity.
这个时候百姓已经经过一个很悲惨的时代。
This is also the time when the people have lived through a very tragic period.
这时候神问他们喽。
And here the Lord asked them.
第五节一章五节
Chapter 1 verse 5
神问说你们的列祖在哪里呢
And where are your forefathers now
在之前我们知道他们列祖是那个被行恶道的就是行恶的被掳到国外去的
And we know at this time their forefathers were those who had done much evils and were taken captive into foreign lands
他们在哪里呢
And where are they now
那些当时的那些先知在哪里呢
And what about the prophets? Do they live forever?
譬如说当时的耶利米先知啊
For example, Jeremiah
耶利米先知被他们打被他们下监
And Jeremiah was beaten and put into prison by them
那些先知能永远存活吗
And can the prophets live forever?
也不会的
And they will not
一代经过，一定会经过的。
We know a generation will surely pass by another.
所以，我们现在被神选召进来了。
Therefore, now we have been chosen to enter into this body.
就在这个时候，神要用你。
It is at this time that God will use you.
我在这几天不久之前呢、啊，我妹妹把我小时候，就是也不是小时候了。那高中时代在台中开学灵会好几百的那个照片，他不知道哪里又寄给我，一看哇，感触就很深了。
And just recently, my sister has sent me a picture of the SSC when I was back in junior high, and I had a very deep impression when I saw it.
我还记得在 Garden Grove 有一天在灵会安息日。
I still remember a day when I was leading sermon on the Sabbath day at Garden Grove Church.
应该是十几年前。
And I can say it was about a decade ago.
我看到那个李执事的女儿 Michelle 牵着她的祖母进来。
And I saw the daughter of Deacon Lee Michelle.
从前面那个门啊，就是讲台旁边左边那个门。
And how she was holding her grandmother and walked her in from the side door at the front of the chapel.
在那次讲到我哭了。
And during that sermon, I wept.
我很少哭的。
I really cry in my sermons.
为什么
？Why did I weep?
因为我看他扶着他的祖母进来，因为我没有祖母可以扶了。
And because when I saw her holding her grandmother in,、I no longer had a grandmother for me to hold.
我家的信仰是我祖母把我们带起来的。
And the faith of our family was brought in by my grandmother.、
我小时候都跟祖母一起睡一张床的。
And whenever I was young, I was sleeping in the same bed as my grandmother.
我出国了。
And now I've departed from home.
那我再也没有见过她。
I never saw her again.
对。哎，她一直说，哎，你什么时候回来
？And she would always ask me, when will you come back?
所以列祖在哪里
？So where are the forefathers?
那些先知能永存吗
？And can the prophets live forever?
不会的。
They will not.
一定会过去的。
One day they shall pass.
所以要把握住最好的时间。来上戏啊
This is the reason why we need to hold on to the best time to put up this play.
时间过去了
Once the time has passed,
你还要再想演，已经没有了，已经观众散了，已经戏码已经结束了。
Even if you want to put forth this play, all the audience would leave and there's no one to watch you.
那个玛利亚献香膏，我们常在提的。
And we have to mention the incident of Mary offering the perfume.
她把握住最好的时间。
She had held on to the best
opportunity. 这个可能她也不是事先计划的。
We can say it's not something that she had planned prior to that.
因为当时的人不会想说耶稣会死啊。
Because no one at that time would ever think that Jesus would die.
但是她是看到耶稣来了。
But she had seen Jesus coming.
就把最好的献上了。
And she offered the best to him.
所以耶稣说。
So Jesus said.
由他吧。
And let her be.
她是为我安葬之日存留的。
For she's preparing for me for my day of burial.
你们不常有我。
And for you will not always have me.
耶稣被钉十字架。
And Jesus was crucified.
其实有很多爱主的姊妹啊。
In fact, there are many loving sisters.
他们一路来支持、来帮助耶稣的那个生活。
And we can say they have always been supporting the life of Jesus along his journey.
那在马可福音记载着。
In Book of Mark, here records.
这些人呢，他们一路跟哦，跟到十字架下。
And now these people, these sisters, they follow Jesus all the way up until, at the foot of the cross.
十五章的最后一节说，那个马大拉的那个抹大拉的玛利亚，耶西的母亲玛利亚，都看去看耶稣放在哪里。
And verse 15, the last verse says, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of, saw where he was laid.
他们很有心呢。
And they had the heart.
他很有心要坐在耶稣身上。
And they wanted to do it or do good unto Jesus.
看完之后，隔天是安息日哦。
After they saw Jesus, the next day was Sabbath.
在当时不能做什么。
During that time, they could not do anything. In verse chapter 16,
他们把握住最好的时间。
And they held on to the best time.
过了安息日。
Right after Sabbath.
那个抹大拉的玛利亚、雅各的母亲玛利亚，并撒罗米，如果我们看路加福音，这是很有钱的一些妇女。
And so if you look at the book of Luke in chapter 16, verse 1, all these women, they were wealthy women.
他们买了香膏。
They had bought spices.
那个要去膏耶稣的身体。
They were on their way to anoint the body of Jesus.
他们买的香膏不见得会比玛利亚的香膏。 更便宜了。
And we can say the spices or perfume they purchase may not be less valuable than that of Mary's.
所以第二节说七天的第一日的清早。
So in chapter verse 2 says very early the first day of the week.
实在很有心啊。
And indeed they had the heart.
他们把香膏拿来了。
So they brought the perfume.
但是接下来我们看到天使告诉他们。
But following this, we can see what the angel told them.
说他已经不在了。
They said to her, "There he is no longer here."
那个钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了。
And they told him, they told them that the Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth, has resurrected.
天使说不在这里呀。
The angel said, "He is not here."
差那么一点点。
And just it was so close.
每次我念到这里，一直在想，他们三个人一定是抱着香膏，对不对
？Every time I think to myself, all the three women, they must be holding on to their perfume.
这一幕你怎么来想
？And can you ever think of that scenario?
香膏拿回家自己抹。
And will they take the perfume back and put on themselves?
你拿回去自己抹很奇怪。
So it would be very weird to put it on themselves.
就一直放在那里咯。
So all they can do is continue to put it
there. 所以常常这香膏一直搁在我的心上，到底怎么办？要退货，自己抹啊，不然怎么留到自己死了再抹自己？因为这是抹死人香膏，要不是拿去抹脸。
So at that time, they may have the dilemma for this perfume is made for the dead, so either they can keep it for themselves or just leave it there.
那你们丢掉，可惜了。
If they throw it away, it would be a waste.
聪明的你想个到底怎么办
？So if you're wise enough, you would think.
当然，圣经没有写了。
But the Bible did not tell us what they did.
他们这三个人。
And these three women.
这些香膏。
And these perfumes.
他们实在是有心，有心人。
And they truly had the heart.
时间已经不给你了。
And just so that the time had already gone.
所以对我们来讲
，So to us today,
已经是最好的时间。
And this is the best time.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
Book of John, chapter 12.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
耶稣。的这一出戏一直在演。
And this play of Lord Jesus continued.
在这之前呢，我们看到耶稣说了。
And before this, we see Jesus.
耶稣说：“我现在心里忧愁。”
And Jesus said, "Now my heart is troubled."
为什么心里忧愁
？Why was his heart troubled?
二十三节，耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。”
And verse 23, Jesus said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be
glorified." 得荣耀的时候到了，也是心里忧愁的时候。
And the hour, for the time to be glorified is also the time to be troubled.
耶稣忧愁到不晓得讲什么。
Jesus was so troubled to the point he did not know what to say.
他说：“忧愁，我说什么才好呢？”
He said, "Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say?"
这是对门徒讲的。
This is what he said to his disciples.
他都不跟门徒承认。他实在是心里难过到不晓得讲什么。
He did not admit to his disciples that he was sorrowful to the point that he did not know what to say anymore.
这个时候，他的门徒也不晓得回答什么。
But at this time, his disciples were also speechless.
接下来，耶稣就要这样父啊。
And following this, Lord Jesus cried out, "Father,
救我脱离这时候。
And Father, rescue me from this hour."
他想说。这个困难的时间是不是跳过去，撑杆跳一跳跳过去
？And he thought to himself whether this time or this sorrowful time could simply pass.
因为我们知道这是面对一个很大的死亡。
For we know he is facing a great death.
所有人类的罪要压在他身上。
And all the burdens and iniquities of men will fall upon him.
表达出来的就是十字架上喊叫的伊利伊利拉玛撒巴哥大尼。
And what was reflected was the cry that Jesus had put forth on the cross.
当耶稣讲完说，父啊，救我脱离这个时候的接下来。
And after he cried out,
他说，但我原是为这个时候来的。
But he said, "I came for this hour."
这就是我们既然分到这个戏码了。
And this is the same reason since we have been put into this play.
你跳不过去。
Can you skip this play?
当然你也可以跑啊。
Of course, he can run away from this place.
如果这时候耶稣跑了，那这个历史不晓得怎么写，我也不知道了。
And if Jesus had run away at this very moment, we don't know how the history will turn out.
耶稣有没有挣扎
But did Jesus struggle?
你从这里看这是有的。
From this we can know he did struggle.
因为耶稣也是人。
For Jesus is also man.
但他是神。
But he is God.
但是他因为我们，所以他成为儿女的血肉肢体来到我们当中。
However, it is for our sake that he has come into this world amongst us in the form of flesh.
以人的层面来看，耶稣跟你跟我一样，要睡觉，要吃饭的，要上厕所。
From the perspective of man, Jesus is just like us. He has to eat, has to drink, he has to sleep.
所以他才有这样的困扰。
And this is the reason why his heart was troubled.
但是这个时候，他说：“但我原是为这个时候来的。”
But here he said, "It was for this very reason I came to this hour."
他晓得这个时候。
He knew that this hour.
他还晓得他的角色。
He also knew of the role he played.
所以第二次的父啊就不一样了。
So the second time he cried out, Father, it was different.、
第一次父啊救我脱离这个时候。
First time he said, Father, save me from this hour.
经过但的转变之后。
But after this turning point,、
他认定我一定要演这个演到底、啊。
Yeah, this realization he must play this role until the very end.
接下来才有父啊。
Then following he cried out,
愿你荣耀你的名。
Father, glorify your name.、
所以有时候我们常常在这样一个症结里面。
So oftentimes we may be in the struggle and dilemma.、
因为这是神国神家的戏嘛。
Because this is a play belonging to the kingdom of God.
不是社会。
This is not a play of this world.、
社会一般人说谁怕谁，谁看谁，不高兴就走人嘛。
I mean, in the society, we often say, who is scared of another, we can just simply walk away from something we don't like.
这里不留人，只有留人处啊。你这里不留我，到别地方去啊。
So if you do not want me to stay, I'll simply go somewhere else then.
只要我有才，我有能，到天下任我飞翔。
As long as I have the talent, as long as I'm capable, there is a place for me in this world.
那是世上的戏。
But we know that is a play in this world.
但是现在呢?
But what about now?
我们进到了神国神家。
Now we have entered into the house and the kingdom of God.
你是在这个身体里面。
You're now a part of this body.
方舟的时代，大家想一下。
If you think back to the time of the ark.
那时候是天苍苍，天啊，灰色的，应该下雨嘛，哈。
So because it was raining, so the sky was gray.
不是草茫茫，而是什么水汪汪。
And the world was flooded.
其实方舟到最后，如果那个水淹过世界最高的山的话，全世界你一看，只有苍苍的天，茫茫的水。
So the truth is, if the water
其他都没有了。
Indeed, if the water indeed have flooded over the highest mountain in the world, then when you look over, you can only see the gray sky.
在天地之间，你看到一个漂流的什么四方盒子啊。长方的四方盒子，其实方舟不是船呐、是四方的盒子。这个字“方舟”这个字，其实跟那约柜是一样的字，
yeah.
两个一样，都是柜子了，只是一个小柜，一个大柜。
And so when you look out to the vast sea, you only see this ark, and this ark is actually rectangular.
如果在方舟里面不合怎么办
？And what happens if you cannot get along in the ark?
你跑不出去。
There's no way for you to run.
所以你不怕死。
Unless you're not afraid to die.
出去就死。
Once you go out, you will die.
如果在里面又吵架。
If you stay in, you will fight.
会变成荒林院呢。
And we can say the ark will become
a madhouse. 出去又不行，进来也不行，真是。
You cannot either go out or go in.
所以说，经过有这个但，这个自觉。
After Jesus went through this, he had this realization.
但我原是为这个时候来的。
It is for this very reason I came to this hour.
所以接下来有荣耀。
So following this is the glory.
天上声音说。
The voice from heaven said.
我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
I have glorified it and I will glorify it again.、
这个戏是人跟天使一起看的。
This play is being watched by men and angels at the same time.
所以这句话荣耀的宣告。
So this proclamation of glorification,
不是每个人可以听得见的。
This is not heard by every man.、
你看第二十九节、
If you read verse 29,
站在旁边的众人听见就说打雷了。
So the crowd that was there and heard it said it had a thunder.
荣耀的宣告，他把它当成打雷啊。
So when there was a proclamation of glory, they heard it as a thunder.
一样的声音，不一样的反应。
So though the same voice, a different response.
在那个时候打雷是吓人的。
So at that time, thunder was terrifying.
那还有人说呢？哎呦，天使对他说话，这个还比较好一点。
But others said that the angel has spoken to them.
一样的声音，三种反应。
So we can see the same voice, three different responses.
最正确的是荣耀的宣告。
But the most correct is the proclamation of glory.
所以我们在世上也一样。
So likewise, when we live in this world,
有时候我们所做的世界人看起来好像垃圾一样啊。
There are many times the things we do are viewed or regarded as rubbish by men in this world.
但是你要有属灵的耳朵，就会听到。
But you must have the ears, the spiritual ears, to hear
荣耀的宣告。
This proclamation of glory.
这里主耶稣所演的。让我们看到在挣扎当中他突破了。
So here the play that Jesus put forth, we have seen how he had broken through his struggle and dilemma.
所以我们这个戏是继续在演的。
And this is why we continue to play this act.
那我们来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章三十二节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 32.
这里当时的被逼迫的信徒，他们要回想以前的光景。
So here the apostles who were persecuted are to remember how it was before.
在大征战的患难当中。
So during the great wars and persecutions.
三十三节哈。
And verse 33.
一方面呢，被毁谤，遭患难。
And sometimes you are publicly exposed to insult and persecution.
那成了一。成了戏景，叫众人观看。
Yeah, the time you stood side by side with those who were so treated.
那另一方面呢，就陪伴的那些受这样苦难的人。
On the other hand, you sympathize with those in prison.
这里告诉我们，我们一个人不成戏啊。
And so here tells us that we have become a play.
除非你是在说书啊，哦，你在讲故事啊。
Unless you're telling a story.
演戏是一定要有伴啊。
And in fact, we need
互相搭伴才能成戏哦。
And we need other actors in order to put forth the play.
谁跟我们搭伴
？And who are the other partners?
最先跟我们搭伴就是神哦。
And of course, God is the first partner.
所以保罗讲了，我们是跟神同工的。
And therefore, Paul has said that we are co-workers with God.
那接下来人间呢
？And following what happens in this world.
就是你的另一半了。
And that is your other half.
今天中午李执事长说，哇，今天他来插，不是他来插花，他说我们来插花。我想说又不是你来插花，但是他是在清垃圾。
And so this afternoon when Deacon Lee came, he said, we are here to make flower arrangement, but I thought to himself, it is not him who is doing it.
对我们来讲的话，夫妻如果不能搭配一起侍奉的话，
Yeah, so for us speaking, the spouses cannot work together or side by side.
尤其年纪越来越大。
Yeah, especially while they advance more and more in age.
你会发觉夫妻实在是 能够同心、哦、来上演这个戏是最美的。
You may realize that it is indeed wonderful and beautiful for the spouses to be able to serve together.
其实人间没有比夫妻更亲的。
And in fact, there is not a more intimate relationship between that of the spouses.
因为是一体的。
Because they are one.
很亲的。
It is very intimate.
当你看到一对很亲密的夫妻的时候，你会会受感动的。
And when you see a very close or a very intimate couple, you will be moved by the love.
因为这是神造的。
Because this is created by God.
那也是人努力的。
And this is also put forth or created by the effort of men.
两方面合在一起的。
And this is combined by two sides of effort, created by God, given by God.
但是你也要努力哦。
But you too need to put in the effort.
要去经营啊。
And you need to maintain this relationship.
不经营不行的。
And it is not. You have to put in effort to maintain.
好像儿女一样。
And just as our children.
一方面是神赐的，神的赏赐。
On one hand,
一个 heritage,
and they are the heritage from God.
另外一边呢，也是那个 reward, 就是报酬啊。
On the other hand, they are also rewards from God.
诗篇是告诉我们，儿女是这两个思想的，不是说哦，神给你那什么都结束了，不是。
And Book of Psalms tells us that these are the two things given by God, and not that once we have our children, that is the end of it.
你要努力的，你没有努力，没有一分耕耘，没有一分收获的。
And so without striving hard, there will be no reward or gain.
那有一天呢？
What about one day?
你看圣经里面的服侍者的人。
If you look at all those who serve God within the Bible,
他们最后都知道他们要走了。
Until the very end, they know that the hour when they will depart from this world.
他们也不怕走。
And they were not afraid.
从亚伯兰、以撒、雅各一代经过一代都交代。
And from Abraham to Isaiah, each every generation they had given this instruction.
他们都晓得他们要走。
For they know that they are to depart.
有两个英雄哈。
And they were two heroes.
或是说开创的人物哈。
Or we can say they were forerunners.
一个是就是以将军来讲的话，约书亚他是真的打仗的。
Speaking of a commander, we know Joshua. He was truly engaging battles.
约书亚在离世之前。
Before Joshua departed from this world.
他对他们宣告了。
And here he made a proclamation to the people.
他说我要走世人当走的路了。
And he said, I shall walk on the road that should be walked by men.
另外一个就是大卫。
And this next person is David.
大卫要离世之前跟他儿子说，我要走世人当走之路。
And prior to leaving this world, he also said to his son that I will walk or travel on this journey, walked on by men.
我们来看创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪第四十九章。
Book of Genesis, chapter 49.
三十三节
，Verse 33，
在亚伯兰、以撒、雅各这三代列祖当中
，From the three generation of forefathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob，
讲话讲最多的事情最多的就是雅各
，And the most incident or the most things that he has spoken was Jacob。
他故事实在是多彩多姿的人生
，And we know through his stories he indeed lived a very colorful life。
骗人也被骗。
And he not only deceived others, he himself was deceived.
得到也失去。
And he had gained and also lost.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
雅各嘱咐众子已毕。
Yeah, that Jacob had finished giving instruction to his sons.
他已经交代完毕。
And now he had finished giving instructions.
圣经最后说，他就把脚缩在床上。
Here, the Bible says he drew his feet up into his bed.
最后缩脚了。
And he has withdrew his feet.
气绝而死，归他列祖那里去了。
He breathed his last and was gathered to his people.
他真的人生演得很漂亮的一台戏。
And he truly had played a very beautiful act.
最后能缩脚在床。
Until the end, he was able to draw his feet.
卸妆，卸下你的打扮回家。
And he was able to shed off and to go home.
我们。再来唱诗。
And let us sing hymn together.
515首。
Hymn 515。
请坐。
Please be seated.
这边负责人有两个报告。
I hear two announcements.
第一个，我们要祷告十五分钟。
And the first is that we will pray for 15 minutes.
那为个人灵性成长、教会发展及各项圣工祷告。
And let us pray for the spiritual growth, church growth, and various holy work.
那接下来，我们副歌就要唱515首这个副歌。
And the last is that we will sing the refrain of hymn 515.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray one accord.